G'day, g'day, g'day. It is the Misfits Podcast. What dost thou say?
Hello.
Is that a
correct way of speaking? Dost? What does that mean?
Doth.
I think you got a lift. That's what I mean.
Rated 5 stars on YouTube by Isabella Brown. She says, this podcast makes me equally happy and concerned at the same time. Happy to help.
Is Isabella Brown?
Or I'm concerned for you.
That's pretty.
How's Isabella talking? I thought she was always just like.
Oh, an Animal Crossing reference.
Never even played the game.
Yeah. I played. They made me pick up sticks for 5 minutes. I stopped playing the game. Fucking couldn't stand it. Yeah. Toby's here.
I had a very similar experience.
Yeah, boring as fuck, honestly.
It has nothing to do in that shithole of a game.
Terrible game. Swagger Souls is here. Swagger likes the game.
It was okay.
You can tell that he likes the game.
Yeah, but Swagger...
He has to play MapleStory. He likes the game.
Bro, it helped me for like 2 weeks during the first lockdown, and then after that, not at all.
Yeah, but see, you could just smoke a bunch of weed and then mindlessly do shit in Animal Crossing, and that makes sense to me.
Yes.
Playing Animal Crossing like, sober makes no sense.
It's torturous.
I don't know why you would.
Yeah. I get that.
I need a drink.
Thank you.
To play Animal Crossing. Matt's here.
I've never even played the game.
He's never even played the game. Yeah. He fucking does not care for it.
I don't want to pick up sticks.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck that shit. Jay's here.
I'm here.
And Jay has no comment to make about it because he's neutral on the fact.
Exactly. I'm on the fence.
On the fence about Animal Crossing.
I'm on the fence about everything.
I don't want to pay.
He's just the safest guy you'll ever meet. He just never has his mind made up about a single thing.
No opinions whatsoever.
Jay, do you think Hitler was bad?
No comment.
You're still on the fence about that one, huh?
Yeah, still on the fence.
You don't want to lean one way or the other. You just never know.
You never know what could happen.
What if it comes out in a few years, you know?
Yep, you never know. Just neutral. Stay neutral.
That's fucking great. What about like world hunger?
Neutral.
So care.
Could care, could maybe not care. I don't know.
But the point is you won't let us in on how you feel about it.
No opinions.
Oh, so you do have opinions, you're just not expressing them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. that makes sense.
Yeah. What about gamer subs?
You got him there. You got him there. I'll save you, Jade. Gamersubs is a fantastic product that you can purchase from gamersubs.gg using code Misfits for 10% off. It powers the podcast. It powers me. It powers Swagger.
Me.
It powers Matt. It powers Toby. It powers the whole damn world when you think about it.
Look at all those lights.
Connect enough dots. You'll get there. Gamersubs, a fantastic drink. Purchase it today. Guys, how are we doing?
We're doing great.
I'm doing pretty good.
Fantastic.
That's cool.
Had a very productive week.
Oh, yeah.
Smoked a lot of weed, played a lot of video games.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds productive.
How much weed?
Productive in what sense?
Oh, productive in that absolutely not at all. But
it produced
a lot
of dopamine.
Fun, and it made me happy.
That's right. Good.
That's all that matters in this world.
That's it. That's an opinion of yours, isn't that?
That's what I would say if I had an opinion, which I don't.
Saying that happiness is all that matters in this world.
That's something I read.
As far as opinions can go,
it's just a statement.
Allegedly,
happiness is all that matters.
Having a penis is all that matters.
What does that
he
even
mean? He pronounced it wrong. It's not happiness. It's having a penis.
Have penis.
Is that why women are always miserable?
Would you agree?
Yeah.
I
agree. Shit,
maybe.
The world's all fucked up, man. Everyone's so focused on have penis.
Yeah.
So many more important things to worry about.
You don't need to have pee to, you know, you don't need to be have pee.
You're not even saying real things anymore. You don't even have pee, pinus, penis,
penis,
pump.
Penis.
Just the whole episode, we just talk like Sim characters.
I never
played The Sims.
That was like almost Japanese.
Yeah.
What is that?
Did you pirate it? You got like the wrong language version?
Some anime shit.
This is a Japanese listener at home thinking, I almost understood that. Better
than just thought, oh, he's racist as fuck.
Well, arigato gozaimasu, guys. Welcome to the show. I'm pretty sure that
domo
means...
origato.
Yep.
Yeah.
Japanese sounds best when it's done by, you know, someone that isn't trying.
Yes.
Arigato gozaimasu, kids.
Kids.
How you going? Konnichiwa, mate.
I'm your English teacher. That's how I imagine like an English teacher in Japan sounds like.
That's a fucking vulgarizing. You're teaching English in Japan.
I am going to be teaching you how to speak English.
Introducing the Japanese kid.
What's going on, you stupid cunts? Today we're going to be learning a bit of English.
English.
First word, g'day.
Cunt.
Anyone have any idea what g'day means? Yoshi?
It's a mixture.
It means konnichiwa.
That's right. It means konnichiwa. Guys, Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic test flight reaches space.
Yeah, he is a fucking Virgin.
Did it reach space? I thought he just flew a little higher than airplanes do.
The headline says it reached space, and like, I believe my headlines.
Like, the technical, like, you know, layer of space is when it's, like, above the atmosphere. Like, when there's no air and there's no other shit that can slow down your drag or whatever. But these guys, like... Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos, they all did suborbital flights. They didn't go into orbit. So yes. They still went above that, you know, that layer.
So did they go to space?
Yeah, they technically went to space.
Wow.
But the thing is, it's like
suborbital though.
It's like if you have a like a globe, like a, you know, one of those normal globes that like you usually have, like they would like a fucking like a model yeah. of the, yeah. of the yeah. Earth,
the flat with you, the spotlight, and it's flat.
No. Spotlight,
you mean, aka propaganda. Yeah. Go on.
No, so you have like one of those things here in classrooms, which is like the Earth is a globe, like the standard yeah. or whatever. They only went like if you take two dimes or like just two like I don't know, $1 coins here, and you put that above, that's how far they went.
What, like on the side? Joke.
Not
flat.
On the side, flat.
Ah,
flat.
What a joke. Two dimes. I could do better than that,
but
I think.
That's technically space. Like, the atmosphere isn't that big.
I can jump higher than 2 coins.
Yeah, exactly.
I could probably, it's not that like, high. I yeah. could jump a lot of coins, I think.
Yeah. How much did they spend to do this?
Yeah, seems...
Why don't they just stand on the 2 coins? That sounds
like
way cheaper.
Dude,
billionaires be like, I literally need some space. I don't care how much it costs.
Oh, it's
I literally need some fucking space right now.
I heard
now.
It cost him $27 million for one ticket. It was one.
I thought it'd be more.
Like, it's not that much.
Well, that was whoever bid with Bezos. But the thing is, that guy pulled out at like the last minute because of scheduling conflicts. What the fuck?
Okay, did how you rich do you have to
that
be?
That was so much more important that you were like, oh yeah, space, yeah, I'll just move that.
Yeah,
like,
well, the loan he took out for $27 million, the bank was actually foreclosing on his house that day. And he had to be there.
Oh, I thought he was trying to run away from
maybe
that shit.
It was like, his wife was like, don't you know it's our anniversary?
Could you imagine?
Fuck. Skip space.
I'll bring you a postcard from space.
When's Notch going to go to space? Wonder if he goes out, Notch? He like zooms out, he sees like the square Earth.
I'm pretty sure there's like a is it, he can only go so many blocks high. I'm
oh,
sure.
That's 256.
His limit is 256 blocks, 256 meters. Can't build any higher.
Sir Richard Branson became the first billionaire to travel to the edge of space that? After his Virgin Galactic rocket plane flew 53 miles above the Earth's surface on Sunday.
How many? 53?
53 miles
above the Earth's surface.
Oh, what's all this?
Holy shit, is this a new GamerSubs flavor?
Give me one of those.
What is it?
Oh my god.
Oh, with this I could get my shit to space.
Audio listeners, a delivery of the new GamerSubs flavor has just dropped.
God.
Do we have a lighter?
Wow.
While we're doing the podcast.
Pineapple cocktail. Yeah, do we have a lighter?
I want to test how good this one is.
This is how we
come on.
This is how we test
it. Benchmark
it. Mitchell, I know you have a lighter.
I don't think I do.
We do need to burn it.
What do we really do, though? We need to burn it.
Guys, it's a new flavor. It's pineapple cocktail. I haven't tried it yet, but I presume that it tastes somewhat resembling a pineapple cocktail.
Yeah. Wow. The packaging, absolutely phenomenal.
Yep.
You can tell a lot of work and design went into this.
GamerSubs, you know it. You love it. Let me sniff that fucking shit.
Mm.
What does that smell like?
Does it smell like a pineapple cocktail?
It smells pretty fucking delicious, I will say. It smells like a, like, you know those pineapple, popsicles you used to have as a kid?
Yes,
Mitchell,
I do.
It smells like that.
Yeah, it smells like fruit juice. Yeah.
He's lying.
We don't have any lighters.
That's all right. We'll have to refrain from burning the GamerSubs today.
Fine. Can I have a sippy?
But guys, get yourself the new flavor from GamerSubs.gg. Code Misfits.
Boom. That's fucking good.
Boom, bam.
Oh my god. That is the best flavor.
That's delicious.
Oh my god, I'm gonna newt.
I actually.
Oh wait, I think he's found something.
Holy
pineapple
fuck.
Pineapple cocktail?
Yeah, it tastes exactly like those pineapple popsicles.
I had a guy who was gonna go to space, but he decided to not go and try this instead.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was the new GamerSubs dropping.
He realized that there was a new GamerSubs flavor, and he just. He already knew like that this was already out of this world. So why did he have to go?
Exactly. All right, fuck, marry, kill. Space boys.
Billionaire
space boys.
Well, there's been a few billionaires.
We got Branny Boy.
We got Richard Branson. We have Richard Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
We got Beelzebul.
Yep.
We got the Elon Musk.
And we got the Elon Musk.
Who is Richard Branson and is he sexy?
He's actually probably the sexiest of them all.
What has he done?
He's a silver fox. Okay. He owns Virgin.
Yeah, he founded Virgin Group.
Oh, a group
of virgins. They got really
rich together.
Look at him.
He's a silver fox.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Richard Branson right there.
Look at him shirtless. Can we look at that shirtless one? Look at Brandy Boy. It was up the top.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, Brandy.
He's taking his shirt off. For the audio listeners, we're looking at a picture of Richard Branson with his shirt off.
Yeah.
And he's gorgeous, to be honest with you.
Looks like a shirtless old man.
Yeah.
He looks good in his space suit too. I like the way he did his hair.
I think personally I would kill Jeff Bezos because someone has to do it.
Yeah.
I'd probably fuck Elon Musk just because I want to hear how he sounds with his weird stammer while I'm fucking him.
Oh, thanks, Vince.
And I'd probably marry this guy because I don't really know him and that sounds like a great idea.
I think I'd marry Bezos just because rich. I mean, they're all rich, but Bezos is richest.
Yeah.
Although he might want a prenup after his last experience.
I don't know, dude. Richard Branson's got $4.8 billion. How much has Jeff got? The trillions?
200.
He's in like bill. Yeah.
He's got a 200 billion.
That's a lot.
Yeah. He should stake it in the arena.
Damn, Richard Branson's really... He's the lowballer of the group.
Yeah. He's kind of broke in comparison.
But that probably means he's the best person.
He's kind of broke. Like,
probably kill Branson, fuck Bezos. Well, no, actually. No, fuck Branson because he's the sexy. No, fuck Elon. Fuck Elon because he's sexy.
Jeff Bezos looks like a testicle.
Marry Branson because he's a good looker and they'd be pretty consistent. And I think I'd kill Bezos.
And you give me no reasoning.
To kill him.
Are you living in fear of Jeff Bezos?
Yes.
Do you refuse to say anything bad about him in case he drone strikes your family back home?
Do you reckon he has access to drones? A drone
strike? Gonna fucking drone strike him with one of those Amazon delivery
drones. Yeah, they were gonna do that whole Amazon drone delivery thing. So
here's your anvil, sir.
Yeah.
How rich do you have to be to have influence over the American military?
Not much, I would say.
Pretty rich.
How much is a local senator? Like 10,000? Yeah.
Like not much.
Not that much.
Senators wouldn't be 10K. They probably charge like maybe 300K for like a bomb strike.
for a drone strike?
Oh, for a drone strike.
Oh, you got to go to Obama for that one.
Yeah.
Obama.
Oh, wait, we didn't. Who would you marry?
Fuck Branson, marry Elon, kill Bezos.
There you go.
Simple as that.
I reckon I got the big brain play here. I'm with Toby on this one, right? Marry Bezos, kill Bezos. And fuck Bezos.
Shit.
The triple threat.
Yeah, make sure I get the money. Yeah.
And you're just fucking his lifeless corpse. His reptilian corpse.
But where's the fun then?
What do you think his life insurance would be?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Yeah, who would cover his life insurance if he dies?
He'd be in the trillions, I think.
I don't think he has any.
Surely he wouldn't be in the...
Why would he have any?
Yeah, I feel like he would be the kind of guy who's like, life insurance isn't worth it because that is just more incentive for people to kill me.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great point.
It's like putting a contract out on your head. It's like,
yeah. Bouncy.
He could literally just pay for any hospital bill anyway.
Yeah.
And he's siphoning so much blood from 12-year-olds that he probably doesn't even ever need. He wouldn't even ever have any medical issues.
Yeah. You know,
what did you just say?
He's siphoning
so much blood from 12-year-olds.
It's like when you get the lotion that's made out of like South Korean infant foreskins and then like you rub it all over your face and it's supposed to like make you live forever because it's made out of stem cells.
All right, Swagger, let's keep your fantasies off the podcast.
It's not a fantasy, it's a real thing. Bezos probably hasn't done, or maybe has, but there's this one actress, I can't remember her name, but apparently she talked about how she like gets this cream that's made out of fucking foreskins and she like puts it on her face.
Sounds like Gwyneth Paltrow shit.
It sounds like it, but it wasn't Gwyneth. It wasn't her. She's bad shit, but I don't know if she's foreskin on face bad shit.
Yeah,
she's
Sandra Bullock.
Was it Sandra? No, it wouldn't have been Bullock.
This is real. This isn't a bit, right?
This is 100% real.
This is defamation.
Sandra Bullock from the CIA.
Where do you buy?
This is 95% real.
How does a company say, all right, we're going to make a foreskin cream. Who do you approach to buy foreskins from?
Infants?
Well, yeah.
They get good deals.
You can bargain with them.
You go up to
give them a lollipop, take their foreskin.
Yeah. Sign here. Thank you.
Go up to the kid and go, do you consent to have your foreskin ripped off? And then they say nothing. So you go, silence is consent. And then you go, can I use your foreskin for a cream
for
menopausal women?
I hate to bring this up at this stage in your life, Swagger, because... this might cause some problems for you, but I'm pretty sure silence isn't consent.
Well, if they don't say no.
I mean...
You've got me there.
I could have said something to make that less awkward, but yeah. I chose not to.
I'm going to keep neutral on that one.
Guys, no, fucking Rich.
Don't. Yeah, silence isn't consent. Just for the
he knows that. We're joking around. Yeah. Like always.
It's a joke.
Yep. Shut up, audience.
Rape isn't okay.
Rape is not okay.
Stop saying these just words. The stop talking.
Just for the, you need that on the record? You need people to know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Swagger Soul's here. Rape is not okay.
Thank God he said it.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone had to.
You know, I didn't have a stance yet.
Yeah.
You didn't have a stance.
I'm more of a follower. I'm not a leader. Yeah. No one had given me a stance to follow yet.
What would Swagger do is my entire life philosophy.
Yeah.
What would Swagger do?
Yeah. Apparently, no, I'm not going to go there. Listen, fucking Richard Branson's rocket flew 53 miles above the Earth's surface. Feels like a little two coins.
How big is that in feet? How many feet is that?
It's like 6,000.
Here
we go.
Yeah. Siri, whoa. No, but don't many planes fly at 45,000 feet? Miles.
Yep, 30,000.
This is above the Earth's surface.
Yeah, 274,000 feet.
That's
I'm a little
that's
off.
That's a lot.
So for reference, I'm 6 foot something. That's like about, a lot.
That's like
of me.
A lot of you.
50,000 of me.
Yeah, like if all my extended family got together and stacked on top of each other's heads, we'd probably still only be like half as tall as that.
You know what's funny? I use you as a comparative measurement whenever I'm trying to work out like a size. Like I'll be like, how big is my wall? And then I'll like picture you. Lying flat, yeah. And I'll see like okay, fitzes. That's about like 2.5 fitzes.
I do it too because I'm like a perfect 2 meters, so it's perfect. Yeah. Really. If I ever want to know something that's 4 meters, I'm like, well, it's just 2 of me.
Just lie down. Yeah. Like, get your mark. You stand up. You lie down again. You're like, oh, perfect.
Someone
so
comes in. They're
4
like,
meters.
Someone comes in your house. Hey, Fitz, what are you doing? You're just like fat, like face first on the floor. Like, don't worry, I'm measuring something.
I'm just measuring. Okay. Always measuring. While Branson and his crew were officially pinned as astronauts by the Federal Aviation Administration after safely landing, Blue Origin, the company of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who's planning to fly into space on July 20th.
Mm. Wait, so he used his own fucking jet? The airline shit?
He's downplaying. Bezos by now had already gone to space.
Yeah. Yeah, but basically what it's saying is that Jeff Bezos tried to downplay Branson's historic flight on Twitter. He was like, yeah you barely went to space.
Well,
I'm going to space.
That's the thing. He went to
I went
Branson,
two nickels. You only went one.
Branson essentially went to like the edge of space. Branson was on a very souped up space plane. Yeah. Whereas
his one looks sick.
It looks good. The question is whether or not it's really practical. What? But, like, it's practical, I guess, to do delivery, but I don't know. Space planes are weird.
Do you guys remember when the tickets for that got announced?
Yep.
It was, like, 8 years ago or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were remember. So much money.
Here's the thing that's weird. I had, like, a talk with my dad, and I said, you know, do you think these people should actually be considered astronauts? Is Jeff Bezos an astronaut? And he was like, no. Like, the people that, like, go through the training, that go through the years of training, that have to go through military, that are test pilots, that are flight, you know, instructors that, you know, basically earn their wings and they're testing all the shit. Like, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, all the rest, they were the people that, you know, literally flew, like, all the test missions, went through all the training, did that, and from a military standpoint, they are astronauts.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I cannot believe your dad is gatekeeping astronautism.
Yeah. Dude, my dad applied to be an astronaut. I got through two phases of testing.
Oh,
through one, he
sense.
Got denied. And so, like, he's like, you know, why the fuck should these people be considered astronauts? They're essentially cargo.
Pay to win, bro.
Like,
pay to win.
What do they... It's like, yeah,
well, let me ask you this.
Bezos isn't on the fucking stick going like, all right, fucking Houston, we have a problem. He's not flying the shit. He's sitting there and he's looking out the window.
Yeah, but hear me out. Money.
Well, yeah, money. Well, but it doesn't make you an astronaut.
Consider like, this. What about that monkey that went to space? Is he an astronaut?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So the monkey's okay, but Jeff Bezos, who kind of looks like a monkey, isn't.
Yes.
Well, see, here's how you could compare it, right? I don't think they're astronauts because if you drive to a fire, it doesn't make you a fireman.
Well,
just makes you an idiot.
All he did was drive to space, and he didn't even drive it.
Well, it's not that he drives.
Well,
like,
what if you drive to the fire and start hitting it? Are you a firefighter? Because in my book, you've done a pretty good job at it.
Yeah. Well, did he fight space?
Space fighter. I am going to fight space.
I'm the fighter.
But that's the thing. It's like, what?
It's fucking meteor coming out of space. It's like, I will fight space. I will keep this Earth safe. Sorry, Swagger.
No, it's okay. At what point do you draw the line between astronaut and something else? Because I don't look at that. Like the 18-year-old that went up with Bezos. Like, he's not an, you know, they're not astronauts. But the thing is, I also don't want it to be like the people that go to space that aren't, you know, legitimately astronauts. You know, it's like, well, what do you call them? Do you call them space tourists? Because, like, if I went to space, I wouldn't want to be, like, called a space tourist because it's, like, demeaning.
Why
right?
is that demeaning?
Well, why do you need a name, though?
Yeah.
Why are you so
demeaning?
Wrapped up?
You're in space.
I don't know, dude, because it's just like space tourist, like being a space tourist, for some reason in my mind, has such a negative connotation.
Well, are you planning on staying up there?
No.
Then you're a fucking tourist.
Yeah, but astronauts.
Are you going to take photos?
But astronauts
probably.
Still plan on staying.
Are you going to be annoying and ask for directions? I'm just going to guarantee you will. Sounds like a space tourist to me, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't need a label. They just went to space.
Yeah, like here's an interesting question. Why should any of us care that these guys went to space?
We shouldn't.
Like, why do we care? Like, they just went up to space. Like, what's the big deal? Like, why is it such a... I know that they're the richest man alive and everything, so it's breaking news. But, like, other than that, who cares, right?
I feel like anyone going into space should be celebrated.
Yeah? You sound kind of negative about it, though.
No, it's not. I only get defensive about the whole astronaut thing because astronauts like legitimately earn like that title, and I feel like calling them an astronaut is like taking away from what that means.
I can understand that.
What does the word astronaut mean?
That means
it's like a person who is trained to travel in a spacecraft and also. Could be a commander or crew member aboard a spacecraft.
Definition. If they were trained to be on a spacecraft, then technically that's what they did. They went on a spacecraft.
He probably had to go like do some training before just hopping in there. Sure.
All right, they're astronauts. It's all.
I mean, you're saying that it takes away from true astronauts, and I can understand that like there are two different things, but I don't necessarily think that calling them astronauts as well takes away from it because I think like, anyone with half a brain knows like what. More rigorous training means and what them just doing going up into space means.
I just feel like an astronaut like should be like what you would call like the pilot, like the people that are that actually know like what's going on. They can actually operate.
Did they not
the vehicle?
Did they not train at all?
I guess they're trained to a degree, but I don't know. Yeah. They're probably not trained to operate the vehicle.
Mm. Well, if it's like an emergency and they're like in the emergency exit row, did they like give them a little
they're in space? Oh, it's depressurizing. They fucking open it up. They just jump out. They parachute.
Dude, it was an 82-year-old woman on the spaceship.
Yeah,
an aviation pioneer.
She didn't know that she was there. She walked on and she was like, "Is this my flight? This isn't a supermarket."
Holy shit!
Yeah, they took off from LAX.
When do we land in Miami?
She was at the wrong terminal.
Wait,
some senile old woman just makes her way onto the flight.
Do they need passports to go to space?
No,
that's spaceports.
Spaceports.
I like that.
Didn't they have to like when they landed from the moon? They had to like declare or like they do like a customs form when they re-landed. I think.
No, they landed in the ocean.
Yeah, but because they left the U.S. and went to space and came back, they had to actually like the whole like immigration.
I'm not a terrorist.
I'm not an alien.
Well, they had they put them in a quarantine. When the people came back from the moon, there was a huge fear that there would be some kind of ancient life
moon
or
virus.
Some kind of moon virus or whatever virus. That was going to come back. Ooh. They stuck him in a quarantine for like 3-4 weeks just to fucking have a big look over.
There's no virus. It was just Transformers up there.
Yeah.
They didn't want
just
to
hella
say anything.
Transformers on the moon.
Yeah, but only on the dark side.
They're just always walking into the dark side.
Yeah, they just stay in the shadows.
Otherwise, it'd be seen.
Yeah. They're actually scared of the Earth. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like they're like spiders. Transformers are more afraid of us than we are of them.
Yeah. Because all they see is this massive circle in the sky with all these lights on it. And they're like,
they think the Earth is just
scary.
One big transformer.
They think it's a transformer.
Look at it.
They have a whole religion about it.
If you guys had the opportunity, would you go into space?
Yeah.
You know, say this is just it would be essentially 15 minutes in space.
Why not?
Depends on what I got going on.
It depends if other people have done it.
What? Yeah, they have.
Well, like if that many other people have done it. If if I was like one of the first, I don't know, 1,000 people to have ever gone to space, I'd be like, that's pretty cool. But otherwise, I'd be like, I don't really care.
You would only want to do it because you would be like trendsetting, or you'd be a
pioneer. Not trendsetting. It's just a flex.
You'd be a part of an exclusive, an exclusive club.
A lot of people have been to Italy. You're just not interested in going there or literally anywhere.
I just don't care that much about spending 15 minutes in space.
You're such a hipster.
What? So you would all go up into space for like a day trip,
if it was
right?
If it was cheap.
Well, you know, I got for you, Jay.
In like 20 years, it's down to like 50,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
How long? Wait, for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to take some
for
photos.
The experience.
A lot of money.
Be a space tourist. Yeah.
Now, what if it was a 3-day trip around the moon?
Around the moon? Do we get to stand on the moon?
No.
Oh,
in orbit.
Nah, that's trash. You get bored after 5 minutes, I reckon.
You know what?
Really?
I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon we should do it. I reckon we should do this thing with old people when, like, you know, they're just all used up and no one wants them anymore. Yeah.
Shoot them into space.
Just shoot them into space. And I'm not saying make it mandatory. I'm just saying, like, if I was
still
like,
alive,
if I was like 95, pretty old. I'm going out.
Yeah.
I would love to just be on a ship, just going through space, just like taking a gander until I died.
Until you
for
suffocate.
Like maybe like 5 years, not on a ship with a bunch of other old people, so we can fucking.
Oh,
talk
like
about
a retirement home.
Like, literally a retirement home in space.
Well, after 5 years of traveling, I'm pretty sure they'd be dead at that point. So this is like flying to a cemetery on Mars somewhere.
No, it's like the ultimate cremation. It's just like shine to the sun.
That would be cool.
I think it's, I mean, it's not super cost effective because you're not going to get the retirement home back. Yeah. Although you could program the ship so it kind of like goes past the sun and then just shoots all the old folks out and then returns back to Earth.
Yeah, takes that another, ship would cost a lot.
It's kind of like a really expensive bus service that kind of goes back and forth on a loop.
I'm for this.
I don't think we should make it mandatory. I just would like to, to do that when I'm old.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it'd be cool just kind of cruising through space.
They have stuff similar to that. I mean, not in the whole like, you know, putting old people on a ship and then shooting them to the sun on like a track, but they have like the idea, the concept for like some kind of space station that does like the infinity loop around the Earth and the Moon. So like it'll always be in orbit going from the Earth, like, you know, all the way behind the Earth. It'll be like at the lowest, so you could shoot something up into it, dock it, and then it'll go around to the moon, orbit around short side of the moon, shoot down.
This is like a fancy hotel.
Go down,
in
but
space.
It's basically like it's like something that's already in motion that you don't have to give any energy, and so it's just the only energy you have to expend is going up into space, docking. You know, waiting and then going down.
Mm. So then you can just have a little holiday.
Yeah, it's like that would be more interesting.
It's like a boathouse, but it's space.
Like a yacht.
They could have a singles month,
space cruise,
singles month.
Yeah, so you could go up there, a bunch of singles go to the space cruise.
Just a big swinger party in space.
And then,
it would be impossible, bro. You can't get erect in space.
No, you can't get.
Wait, what?
You can't get erect in space.
You can't get erect in space.
You don't remember when Pornhub was like, "Oh, we're gonna send Johnny Sins and some other porn star into space, and they're gonna fuck in space."
I do remember that.
Oh yeah,
that should never happen. And I'm pretty sure like one of the main reasons was that like. Like, it is borderline impossible to have sex in zero G.
Well, they should have sent two women, then they could just use a strap-on.
You could do that, sure, I guess. But, like, if you're a man trying, like, apparently getting an erection is very hard or nearly impossible because the only thing that's circulating your blood in zero G is your heart. You don't have a gravity assist to pull all the fucking blood to your cock.
Surely you'll adjust eventually.
You can't get erect in zero gravity?
Deal breaker for Toby.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the thing. There could be a couple caveats. Maybe there's ways to make it work, but to my knowledge, it's nearly impossible.
Well, here's the proof: females would be better astronauts then.
That raises another question.
Females can have sex up there; men can't.
That's why they call them astronauts.
Useless.
It's, you know, I may have talked about this before, like many podcasts ago, but there's a very big discrepancy between like male and female astronauts, like. At least from like an engineering like standpoint, because when you try to problem solve, like there's a dude in space, right? It's like, well, what are his needs? He needs to eat, he needs to sleep, he needs to exercise, keep his muscle and bone mass up. And then, you know, there's pissing and shitting.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for a man, it's like, okay, well, they can just shit into a diaper and they have this little condom device that goes around their cock and they piss through a tube and that goes into a bag. And so it's easier that way. But for a woman, it's a lot harder to engineer something.
You have to have a catheter.
Well, that's because even that is like, well, were they going to shit into a diaper? Because, you know, I could give them infections, yeast infection, or like, you know, that kind of thing. It's very unsanitary. And for, you know, in that side of things, and, you know, women also have other needs with, you know, like, menstrual cycles. Maybe they'd have to have an IUD to control their
blood
their menstrual
floating
cycle.
Around them. Like,
where are they going to fit the kitchen up there, too? There's like very tight quarters up there.
Whoa, they have to cook in space somehow.
Yeah.
They need a kitchen anyway.
Shit.
It's hard. It's hard. There's a lot more problems that need to be solved just as a result of, like, you know, the physiology of being a woman. There's just a lot more problems need to be solved. So being a woman and being an astronaut is a lot harder than being a man.
Yeah, but it's 70%. It's 30% cheaper.
Yes. Yeah.
So it is 30% cheaper to put them up there because you have to pay them less. Is that the joke?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. Nice. That's epic.
Yeah.
Could use that 30% to work out the whole period in space thing.
Yeah. I mean, how much does an astronaut get paid?
They get to see space. I'm pretty sure that's it.
They get paid in exposure.
Yeah.
Radiation exposure.
Do astronauts, do they get good money?
Sure.
I'm sure they probably get six figures.
Between 66,000 and 161,000 a year.
That's pretty shit, I'm not gonna lie.
That's not great.
Yeah, that's like, being Neil Armstrong.
Just be an influencer,
like,
the fucking degrees and shit they need.
A lot of astronauts died.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
for $60,000?
Yeah,
come on, dude.
I think they died pursuing something more than money.
We're going to start seeing Rubet sponsorships in space. Guys, I'm on the moon right now, and I am gambling so much crypto. And is lit.
To the moon!
Literally.
Guys, I brought a single Dogecoin to the moon, and we're going to put this all on green.
Fucking doink coin or whatever the fuck.
Dink doink.
Dink doink.
Dink, dink doink.
Fucking
hey, if you guys want to lose all of your money on absolute bullshit, invest in any shitcoin that influencers promote to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're an influencer, and you're promoting shitcoins right now.
Mm-hmm. Lose your money.
Lose your money. I hate influencers who take advantage of how dumb most people are. It's truly the worst thing ever.
It's like, why didn't I do it first?
Isn't that just what being an influencer is?
There's a lot of money in it, but...
Kind of. What's this deal about the winner who paid 30 mil for the space flight but wouldn't go due to scheduling conflicts?
I don't know. I don't know the extent of what his conflicted schedule-wise.
Did he get a refund?
The anonymous winner of a ticket to join billionaire Jeff Bezos in space next week will no longer... What the fuck kind of Charlie the Chocolate Factory shit is this, by the way?
Yeah. He won the golden ticket.
He won the golden ticket, my boy. You have to pay 30 million.
You have to
search
through all of the piss jars in an Amazon headquarters, and then there's like a really yellow... It's like a pH strip. Okay. Your name on it?
Maybe make this piss jar thing.
What? Like, maybe Jeff Bezos just didn't like the guy, and he was like, "Sorry, you can't come. It's going to be due to scheduling conflicts."
What if he was just shot like, him out of the airline?
What if he's like on eBay with like an alternate account, just kind of like boosting up the bids? It's like outbidding the other guys.
He's like, "Shit, I thought someone was going to outbid me."
What if it was one of the other billionaires to sabotage his trip?
Make him pay more.
The winner who paid $29.7 million to join one of the world's richest men in space will instead be replaced by Oliver Damon, a recent high school graduate. The 18-year-old took a gap year in 2020 to obtain his private pilot's license and plans to study physics and innovation management.
How did he get it? Just luck?
I think it was a raffle, some kind of thing like cool. that.
So does the 18-year-old have to pay this money?
No.
So kind of the fucking good deal for him, huh?
Yeah, he got a real good deal.
Not only did the guy, so he won and he still had to pay $30 million. He won the opportunity to pay $30 million. That is kind of crazy.
That's epic. Are you sure he didn't just win the auction?
I don't know.
Maybe he was just like really hungover and he was like, oh, fuck, I forgot I have to go to space in 30 minutes.
Bought it 8 years ago.
The article doesn't seem to specify what the scheduling issue was.
Yeah, no. He's anonymous.
He's anonymous.
Wait, anonymous? Yeah. The hacking group?
Mm. Yeah. Lizard Squad put a bid down, but anonymous bit him out.
Yeah.
You'll be pleased to know that the 18-year-old, however, said, "I am super excited to go into space."
So wow, that's really? Is that what he said?
Wow.
I'm excited.
5-year-old on his report card. I am super excited. Funny. There you go. Space,
unbelievable.
Space time. Space is happening.
Fucking money, man. Money does buy happiness.
It's true.
Get you to space, and that would make you pretty happy.
Obviously not. He had scheduling conflicts and couldn't go to space.
I feel like if you can afford to blow $29 million on something that is going to last a day, then you've probably got enough money that you don't really need to be working.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's kind of the like biggest flex of a rain check ever.
I know.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, actually, Jeff, I can't make it.
That's why he did it.
It's my niece's birthday, so.
You know, just want to ditch on Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, it's just, he just turns out he just did not like Jeff at all.
He's like, oh, it was fucking Jeff. I thought I was going with Elon Musk.
He got to know him, and fucking Jeff Bezos had his evil billionaire laugh and spat in his face.
Not want to go.
Have you ever seen the picture of Jeff Bezos eating an iguana?
What?
What? All right,
Mitchell, pull up the picture of Jeff Bezos eating the iguana. There's a picture. It's a cursed image of Jeff Bezos chowing down on a dead fried iguana. It's not Photoshop.
Like a raw iguana?
No, it's cooked. But you can see it's plainly an iguana. Yep, there it is. There's a picture right there.
Oh, that's so fucked.
Here, full screen it.
What the fuck?
Why?
Look at him. Look at him right there.
It's like prepared with flowers and stuff.
Yeah, there he is. Look, it's like a reptile. Look at his
actually meal. Does.
Look at his face. His face says everything. He's like, this was not worth it.
Look at all these ads. I love this.
What the spine?
Richest person in the world eating an iguana.
That's so fucked.
It's pretty
but
good.
It's not an endangered iguana. All right.
Oh, thank God. Yeah,
it's an invasive species. Which we know all about killing invasive species.
It's like eating a rat then.
I bet he stomped on it.
Good Bezos. Very good.
Wow. That's
you are what you eat. A reptile.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm the rich.
And then you go into space and you get a reptile dysfunction. Yep.
Ah, that would suck.
Wow.
That would suck. Imagine you take your date up to space and you can't get hard.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got that space dick.
When you said that you couldn't get hard in space, I thought we should send our sex offenders up there.
Oh!
And then you talked about sending influencers up there as well. I was like, bro, two for one. Like,
can you still get horny?
You can still get horny, but you just can't get erect.
Wow.
Like, I'm assuming, I mean, doesn't being horny kind of come with an erection?
Yes, literally. It does.
Would you get blue balls?
Maybe.
I feel like, I just imagined you at, like, the back of the NASA, like, fucking...
Excuse me, I have a question.
Do we get blue balls in space?
Like, how would that work? Because you'd have so much.
Hey, I'm considering buying a ticket, but I just gotta know.
How do you... Yeah, how would you
maybe
get
if
rid
that
of
was
that?
If that was a problem, I think they would probably legitimately put up milking machines just to like
some of those auto flashlights.
Yeah, one of those auto blow things milking. Just to like suck the semen out of your testicles.
Can you,
like,
can it's you come when you don't have an erection?
That's
yeah,
what I mean.
You can.
Oh, okay.
Like that would be really weird.
Although if you used an auto blow with a flaccid dick, you would just push your dick
yeah,
around.
Yeah, but weird. Maybe the suction would be enough to dry the blood into your cock.
They just get a vacuum cleaner, you stick the hose on, and it like pulls it up and makes it erect.
Yeah, maybe they have some like super high
some
tech
penis pumps.
Some high God, tech like yeah. space dildo that'll just like stimulate your prostate, well, so you don't even need to get hard.
There must be something because that's definitely going to be a problem.
Yeah, it would be a problem so, in the future.
How
yeah.
fucking crazy is it that we've evolved as a species so far that we've now got auto fellatio machines that just fucking milk your cock, just fucking put it in a tube and it just does its thing.
I wonder what they're like.
It's like truly something romantic about it.
It really is.
It's like. You know,
we're literally interfacing with machines in the most intimate level.
All the time.
Beautiful.
All the time.
Would you guys fuck a robot?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
What kind of robot?
One that looks...
Is the robot into it?
If it looks like Jeff Bezos.
It's programmed.
Oh, no.
What? If you rape a robot, is it really rape?
It depends if the robot's conscious.
Well, it didn't say anything,
that's
no, like if it has a conscience.
Not like it was just like you roofied the robot and it's unconscious.
Put it in sleep mode.
I mean, is it programmed or is it like...
Dude, you can't touch your sex bot. It's in sleep mode.
That's so good.
But it didn't say anything. It didn't say no.
Yeah.
That's consent then.
That's consent. That's a little jingle I made for Matt.
That's consent.
But yeah, I'd fuck a robot.
Would you let a sex robot fuck you?
Nah.
Mm. Like from fucking Fallout New Vegas, Fisto.
Nah.
You wouldn't fuck Fisto?
I don't know what that is, though.
This is you can probably pull up a picture of old Fisto. This is from Fallout New Vegas. There's this quest where you go and like you have to, they were like, you know, the whole Vegas Strip or whatever. The whole thing was like that there was like a prostitution ring and you have a quest where you need to recover a sex robot that's been asleep. And so you go in, it's like, my name is Fisto, and you can like opt to, you know, get like offers you with services for saving it, and you can opt to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's that's hilarious. Epic. Yeah, there he
is. Oh, what?
That's Fisto. So would you fuck Fisto?
How are you supposed to fuck that?
What the fuck? Look at his little feet.
For the audio, for the audio listeners.
I love his little feet so much. Why are they like that?
For the audio listeners, we're just pulling up a picture of Fisto from Fallout New Vegas. He's a what cute little robot. With two hands.
Oh, it looks like he's like 3 foot tall. Look at the bedside like next fingers. To him.
How do you fuck that?
Yeah, what? So
you don't fuck that. It fucks you.
It fists you. Look at his little feet, though. Holy shit.
Yeah.
A little feet.
Little
wedges.
That's Fisto. That's the future.
I like his gills.
His feet look like doorstops.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, yeah, it's like a three-fingered fist.
It's kind of curvy.
I guess he could probably make that a little more phallic.
He's got hips for days.
I'd probably let him fuck me. Out of sheer intimidation.
Four face holes you can fuck.
I hope he's like not too old and rusty. He's got a bunch of oil in him.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Nice thing.
I'll keep him lubed. Yeah.
You reckon we'll sometime in our lifetime be in vaults?
In vaults?
like Fallout style?
Or like bunkers?
Yeah. Like it, big maybe. Vaults.
Hopefully not.
Why? Hopefully not.
Maybe if there's an apocalyptic event. Maybe then. Yeah.
I thought you'd
yeah.
like that. You could get your guns and all that shit.
Yeah, but in a vault, there would be no fun.
Well, I mean, like after the vault, yeah, you break out of the vault.
You leave.
You think Jeff Bezos has a big bunker somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Easily, dude. Yeah. He has like a fucking island like right off the Antarctic Circle.
He's probably got a private like Amazon warehouse.
I
like,
heard
one
he's
of
got
everything.
Over $1 million. Fuck, he's rich, yeah. isn't he?
Bezos is $1 million?
He's what's it called? A millionaire?
Millionaire. Fucking hell. Whoa. That's so, imagine that's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. Shit.
I've only got like $6.
I wonder if he has a house.
I wonder how long it took him to save up all that.
I don't know.
Pulled himself up by his bootstraps.
Maybe if I put $20 in the jar every week, I'll be like him.
Probably.
That's the Sigma male grindset right there.
Sigma male?
Sigma male grindset.
What is that?
Mitchell, you can explain what the Sigma male is?
I don't know what Sigma male grind set is.
Really?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Am I supposed to be offended that you think that I know that? That's how I feel.
So he's like, oh my God, you don't know? Wow. Oh my God.
What's a Sigma male?
I'll explain anyway. Right, Swagger? You'll explain, please?
I don't even know myself.
What?
That's just made that up.
Look, what the fuck is that?
It's just some like fucking stupid ironic meme. You know how there's like alpha males and beta males?
Yeah.
Sigma male is like the new like you are. I can't even explain. It's so
Sigma
fucking weird.
Male grind set. Okay, there's an Instagram page.
Oh no, what is that?
Perfect.
Exploring. It's hopefully just a bunch of inspirational quotes.
Now that you've searched it, your recommended is gonna be ruined. Now
here's one. Women's shampoo imitate. Real smells like flowers and honey. Men's shampoo imitate abstract ideas like success and money and power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
If being rich was a crime, I'd be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Yes, Rome, sir. Yes, sir.
Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was my sexual assault record.
What?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I live by those words.
Yes.
Was that real?
Average
count them up.
Price
count them
of
up.
Therapy: $120 per hour. Average price of a 45 to your head: about 50 cents. I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah, 45 is a bit more than that,
yeah, dude. Like ammo prices are really up there now.
Everyone talks about money, except women, and they don't shut the fuck up.
What?
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, they do not do that.
Wow.
They do not shut the fuck up.
In what world do women not care about money?
This one just says capitalism is the best country. Okay, I think I'm getting an idea for what the Sigma male
is. This is the Sigma male grind chain.
So it's just like money is the pinnacle. Women are trash.
Money, it's power.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's grinding.
I see. Wow. This doesn't project.
Eat the rich and I am what I eat.
Ironic. It's ironic, clearly. It's an ironic meme. You probably wouldn't get it. You know, from
did you know that, you know, Nike?
Yeah,
Nike. What is, what's that? One brand?
That one, yeah, that one brand? I think I might know.
Nike?
Might have
Nike or whatever?
They got the swoosh and all.
They wanted to make skate shoes once. So they decided, you know, like, skaters aren't into our shoes. We need to, like, brand around them and get into that field. So what they did is they made this ad where there were these two dudes out, going out for a jog, and, like, everyone around them was like, do you have to do that hair? Like, you know, really?
I love, because on jogs, the inconvenience by runners as well. Continue. I like where this is going.
So it was just like everyone being upset with these runners. And then they see a cop drive past and they start walking slowly. And then at the end of the ad, it just goes, we treat skaters like this. Why? Or something.
Wow.
Skaters are oppressed.
Yeah, I don't know why that came to my head. Oh, it's because he said grinding. That made me think of Tony Hawk, which made me think of that ad.
Wow. Thanks for sharing.
I would have gone down a very different train of thought from grinding.
Yeah,
I thought it was just going to be an ad about just runners inconveniencing people. So everyone is getting ready. Like, what are you doing? Stop running. Where are you going?
Yeah, where are runners going?
Where are you running from?
Huh?
Yeah.
Running away from their problems.
That's right, Jay.
Yeah,
that's right. They're just always trying to get that runner's high.
Yep.
It's disgusting, really. Bitter fucking junkies. No, but people did used to treat skaters like that. It's true.
Yeah.
Thank you for speaking up.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I thought I'd use my platform positively.
Fuck, I was going to say something real funny and then I forgot it.
That's all right. That happens.
Yeah. So now Swag is going to say something real funny in lieu of it.
You are such a silly little man, aren't you?
Yep. According to my mirror.
Cue the canned laughter.
No, we don't have any of that.
No, we do.
The show's not funny enough for canned laughter.
Okay. We'll make it right.
You gotta do the thing where it's like you crack a joke and then you look at the studio audience and then you just go.
The studio audience doesn't laugh.
What did he say?
It's just a mess. You still take the applies. Yeah. You just like wait for the applies to settle down.
You should all take turns saying shit jokes, and Blue will choose when to edit in the audience applause. Oh. So you all take a little pause after it. All
right. I'll stop. No, I won't stop. But I'll tell you one thing. I was watching, this reminds me of this. I was watching Sheldon's funniest moments on YouTube.
Yeah.
The other day.
Oh, Sheldon, yeah.
Unironically, I really was.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, not a lot to laugh about. They weren't that funny. They were a bit of a letdown.
You see the ones where they edit out the laugh tracks from the shows?
Yeah. I do enjoy those videos very much.
That just sounds so uncomfortable. How am I supposed to know what's funny if there's no one telling me to laugh?
Well, that's the fun part. You find out it's not really that funny.
Oh. Mm.
We're not going to spend the rest of this podcast editing it a bunch of
hold on, hold on, you're not done.
Jeff Bezos' rocket kind of looked like a penis.
Yeah, but don't most rockets kind of look like penises?
Okay, my penis looks like a rocket.
Apart from
it's got thrusters.
You know, I read an article about why they designed the rocket like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was literally just for aerodynamics.
Oh.
And it was also so Bezos could fuck the Earth.
Fuck the atmosphere.
Fuck the atmosphere.
Just like he's doing with his huge warehouses.
It's
climate
ironic.
Change is real.
It's ironic that the Virgin ship didn't look like a penis.
It's not ironic. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I can't believe Amazon started as a bookstore. How weird is that?
Yeah.
Like, it's so
remember
weird to think
reading?
About. Yeah, no, I didn't read. I can't read.
Never have.
No,
never
read.
I don't trust the information.
I don't. I don't trust
it. You
books.
Deforest the Amazon to get wood that you make paper that you then make into books for Amazon.
Boom.
From the Amazon rainforest.
If it's so easy, why doesn't everyone do it?
How did Amazon get so big, huh?
Yeah, there were libraries.
What made Amazon the Amazon?
Convenience. Yeah. And just providing a great service.
People are like, hey, eBay sucks. I'm getting scammed on here.
Mm. Mm. It's provided a platform for people to just buy things. All kinds of things.
Yeah.
Just anything.
Anything you can think of.
You can sell things there. You can buy things. I love Amazon.
I love Amazon. It's.
I wish it was more. I wish it was as good as it is in the US here. You know, I wish I could order something, get it fucking 2 hours later.
The US has like anything you can imagine, they already have. Like shit you don't even know you want, they have.
Like a 55-gallon drum of lube.
Exactly. It'll be like 50% off and it comes free 2-day shipping.
Yeah, except I know I need that.
I had a friend who worked for Amazon.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
he pee in
you
a bottle?
Had a friend. Is he no longer a friend, or is he no longer a person? Oh, he killed
he's
himself.
He's a reptile.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a reptile.
Everyone that works for Amazon is a reptile. Mm. They need to do that so that they can keep the warehouses cold.
Yeah, saves on heat.
Thanks for adding that at the end. I had no idea what you meant by that joke.
also doesn't make any sense, though.
I don't think we should be wanting an Amazon here to be better. I think we should move away from our consumerism and live off the land.
Yeah. Live off the land.
But it's Australia. There's fucking nothing.
Let's buy a ranch.
That's true. There is fucking nothing. But yeah. I think we should...
Can you imagine little kangaroos jumping around delivering your packages? Amazon
okay.
Australia.
Okay. They should call it
they
Outback.
Put it, yeah, they put them in like the pouches and shit.
They're hopping on the highway to get to fucking Melbourne and fucking three trucks hit them.
My package. You get a whole bunch of those like doorbell videos. Yeah. Just yeah, like dude. The fucking, fucking dude, my kangaroo. Delivery driver sucks. He fucking threw my package. He fucking like kicks it into your door. Eats part of your bush. Fucking snatches up a toddler on the way up.
Oh my god.
Holy shit. Yeah, I don't know about this whole kangaroo delivery service.
It wouldn't work.
You guys ever had a package stolen?
No.
No. Oh yeah, LA. When we were in LA at the LA house.
That's right. Yeah.
What happened?
I bought like razor blades and they stole it. Like it was around Christmas time. So
that's
they're
so
like
random.
Falling the truck, yeah. Just taking everything.
Why were you buying razor blades?
They probably needed to shave.
I was out of razor blades. I don't want to go. Oh,
it was,
no, that no.
It was the shave.
Yeah.
All right.
I was trying to kill myself in LA.
Yeah.
Some bastard stole my package.
It seemed like the
I've been
place
here
to do
ever
it.
Since.
I saw this dude who made he made this like little desk thing outside his door. For the packages to go in, and had a mirror underneath it so that it looked like it was just a desk, but it was actually a box, and you could put the package in there and you wouldn't be able to see it.
Mm.
So it looked like the package wasn't there.
And all the although, delivery drivers put it on top of the desk. Anyway.
Yeah, although I was just thinking about it, you could just solve this problem by using something that you can open.
They sell those, yeah, with like locks
like
on
like containers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like a Dropbox that you just fucking put something into
mailbox.
And then it can't be retrieved unless you open it with a key.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I just leave my door open.
Yeah, they just come in.
Speaking of leaving the door open, as I was leaving the house today to get to the podcast,
mm-hmm.
I was like, "Where the fuck are the keys? Can't find the keys. Can't open the door."
Oh my god!
I eventually find the keys.
Put laughter throughout the story.
I eventually find the keys and I unlock the door and I open it, and what do I find on the other side of the door in the keyhole, which hadn't been used overnight. So in the keyhole, there was the keys to the house and the keys to my Golf, my car. Elise had come home, unlocked the door, then just left it in the door by accident. So someone could have come up, unlocked the door, walk in, taken my shit, put in my Golf, and left.
Wow.
Fuck now.
Yeah.
Notorious.
You get it. Yeah.
Dude.
Notorious Golf thief.
Yesterday, I had to get my car serviced, so I had to drive all the way over to the dealership.
I got my car serviced yesterday.
Wow, twinsies.
It's same. Crazy.
this is so cute.
I wake up. It was at 1 p.m. I had to go there. I woke up at fucking 12:30, and I was like, oh, fuck. I need to get up. I didn't have time to shower. I just threw shit on. I had a gamer subs. I went downstairs. I got my keys. I went to my car. I filled my gas, all that shit. And then I go, and then I get there, and then I'm like, okay, sweet. Yeah, here's the thing. And they go, oh, we'll organize an Uber. And I was like, great. And so they Ubered me back home.
Wait, they Ubered you back home?
Yes.
Toyota's what? Fucking cheap. They didn't even give me a courtesy car. No Uber.
Damn,
fuck
the bullshit.
No, I go back home and I go up to my front door and I realize I didn't take the keys out of my front door. And so even if I had
we are twinsies, what the fuck?
Even if I had spare keys and I tried to open the door, I wouldn't have been able to get in because the keys are in and it locks it. So I literally locked myself out of the house. Yeah. I went around back. I didn't have a garage door opener because I left it in my fucking car. So I get back home at like 1:30 and I'm like, okay, well, I'm stuck. I can't get back into my house. And so I just took like a fucking hour and a half walk. I fucking ate some food and then I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to Uber back. And then when I Ubered back, they called me and they were like, your shit's done. I was like, cool. And when I got there, they're like, oh yeah, how have you been? How was your weight? I was like, oh, it was
are
awful.
You looking for these?
I said, you want to hear something funny? I was locked out of my fucking house for like 3 hours. And they're like, why didn't you come back? We would have given you the keys. And I was like, oh, I just fucking figured I'd just get a walk-in. And yeah.
Wow.
That was my story.
When people claim that Swagger doesn't know what real struggle is,
yeah,
just tell them the story.
Crazy. The story of the time he left is.
Have you ever locked yourself out of your house?
Being locked out of your house for 3 hours kind of reminds me of one time we were playing Counter-Strike, and I don't know, Kryas was talking about how he doesn't make money anymore. He's joking around, and Mason goes, "Oh yeah. Try living with bread in your pantry for 7 months." Yeah.
Try living with food in your pantry. Like,
you literally said you had food for 7 months. Like, you know, some people are starving, yeah, right?
Bread in your pantry.
Bread in your pantry for 7 months.
I guess what he's trying to say is that he was only eating bread.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, why didn't you just buy us some spreads?
Only bread.
The point is, poor guy's really been through it. Fucking, yeah. That's way too much gluten for any bun.
Maybe it was one loaf of bread for 6 months.
Just moldy.
And yeah, that was the problem.
Just had to make it last.
Try living with a moldy loaf of bread, huh?
For 7 months.
Sounds like a terrible roommate.
When you guys said you both got your car serviced, I thought of it like, I thought of getting service like on a prostitute kind of level. I just imagine, right, like, what if mechanics were just like prostitutes on the side of the road? It's like, hey, can I service your car, big boy?
Just rimming
your muffler. They're just fucking sticking their tongue in the exhaust.
Dude, that's nasty, man. Pay him extra.
Sucking out the smog. Just trying to get all the carbon monoxide out.
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
Want to know a fun fact about carbon monoxide, which is really funny?
Yeah. I love that you've set it up this way.
When you die from carbon monoxide poisoning, your skin goes really red.
That's a good one. That is a good one. That is a good fun fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
that's funny.
I didn't get it.
Your skin goes red.
So explain why that's funny, Joe.
Because red is it like when you die and you turn red. It's just like,
you get it.
I think it's time to end the show.
I think it's because you're like dying because you're so embarrassed because you're so stupid that you died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Wow. Okay.
Why do you keep pointing over there? What is that?
Yeah, he gets it.
There's going to be no laugh track, is there?
I really hope the track is otherwise. I'm just going to be pointing at nothing.
Well, I mean, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to us, that's what's happening.
Yep, that's the podcast. We're just pointing out a bunch of nothing. Well, this has been the show.
It has been.
Has it really been the show?
Yeah.
It's been a show.
Was that all there was in the...
Yep, just three cunts go to space and one guy bailed. That's about it. We're two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, space is cool. Maybe we'll go there someday. We'll tell you about it. But
podcast
until then,
in space.
Buy Gamer Subs, buy JBL products, and consume other things too, because that's all you're good for.
Yeah. Consume a bitch.
Hey, you
guys. Anyone else got anything else to add?
I'm thinking of buying a sweatshop.
And that's
all right.
Buy Gamer Subs, new flavor, pineapple cock.
Pineapple cock.
Use code Misfits for 10% off your pineapple cock
Jay,
today.
That'll be perfect for you.
Yeah.
All the little children working in your sweatshop.
Well,
yeah.
Fuel them up with some gamer stuff.
You know how eating pineapple and drinking pineapple juice makes your cum taste better?
Yes.
You have to try
pineapple
it out.
Cocktail.
There you go.
Wow.
I love eating a whole pineapple and juicing into a cup and then drinking it just to see the difference.
Yeah, you get the protein.
Recycling.
Exactly.
Yep. And we'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
Bye.
Bye.